This is AFM Pacific Radio Report. I'm Corporal Jacob Colvin. The Pacific region has both diverse and complex terrain. U.S. service members and our allies must be able to accomplish the mission no matter the landscape. Exercise Kuwari 2017 gives us a better understanding of teamwork in Australia. 51st Battalion Far North Queensland Commander Lieutenant Colonel Tim Rutherford tells us more.
Adventurous training has got a lot of strengths. We know that it helps people with resilience. We also know that it helps build teams in a fast time. So for us, using adventurous training, we get to exploit Cairns. We get to build strong teams in a short period of time through adversity. The teams are going to do kayaking about 25 kilometres over 2 days through some croc-infested areas, and then they're going to go up and do some canyoning, but push people out of their comfort zone. Once we've gone from there, it'll be down to Tully, whitewater rafting, again, a few kilometres over the day through some pretty arduous terrain. If they haven't built their teams by then, we're going to put them over the tallest mountain in Queensland, Bartle Freer. We hope that each of those participants from the teams, China, USA and Australia, have got some shared experience, shared understanding, and we can start to build relationships from that.
Unit cohesion plays a significant role in all military training. Navy and Marine Corps units came together at sea for the dedicated unilateral combat rehearsal exercise, Alligator Dagger. Navy units from the America Amphibious Ready Group and Marine Corps units from Task Force 51, 5th Marine Expeditionary Brigade, joined forces aboard USS San Diego for this year's exercise, Alligator Dagger. This year, the focus is on rehearsing integrated capabilities available to U.S. Central Command both afloat and ashore. This has been your AFM Pacific Radio Report. For more news around the Pacific, visit us on Divis Hub or follow us on the go at facebook.com/AFM Pacific Now. Thanks for listening.